Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, thank you, Gloria. That's one of our regular other diners too, Miss Gloria. She's not going to be able to join us tonight, but we thank her for her little wonderful intro. Oh, wait a minute, there she is right there. Hi, is this Miss Gloria?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am happy to be here.
I am happy you're here too. We have a guest chef in the house, Miss Tammy Duncan. Tammy is the co-author of the book The Lyme Autism Connection with Brian Rosner. And how I found out about Miss Tammy was I have a friend of mine who works. There's a chain of school supply stores down here called Sam School Supply, and Jeff Radjic is one of the family co-owners there. And he had been telling me about Tammy. I was so excited. I gave her a call, and she is gracious enough to be here today. Hey, Miss Tammy, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited for you to tell your story and just kind of get into everything. So for our regular listeners, there may be a few people who don't know what we do. This is a Transformation Cafe, and
that's
our whole idea is to really, really just be a place where we want to give a really spiritual light perspective on things. And the whole show came about a couple years ago. We had gone to Long Beach and had done a wonderful weekend that was an H2O, a blessing for water for the planet. And from that, we wrote a book, and the book was called Transformation. And voila, we have the Transformation Cafe. So that's kind of how we got everything in like three sentences. So that was kind of amazing. So
Very
we
good.
Have Mr. Jamie in the house. Jamie, would you introduce yourself for people who might be checking in for the first time?
My name is Jamie Trujillo, friend of Robin's from high school. I go by Mr. Jamie on the show. I'm a tattoo artist in Seattle, Washington. I have a shop called Chromome Tattoo. And I hope to think I help people with their psychic armor, as usual.
There we go, as usual. And we have the wonderful and beautiful Miss Gloria. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing great. Thank you so much.
Great. Well, and I'm so glad you could make it tonight. Miss Gloria is just, she has gone and she's up into doing her educational thing again. So she's Miss College Girl. So we're happy that she could join us tonight. That's wonderful. And I'm Robin Misevich. I'm in Riverside, California. By day, I have a wonderful flower shop called The Flowers for You. And by night and every other time, I love being a spiritual seeker and just really seeking to get the word out there of how we can be enlightening ourselves and having the world come from a lighter perspective, both spiritually and in our hearts. So that's a wonderful thing. So Miss Tammy is an autism, and I want to call you an autism intuitive. Is that a good thing to call you, or you just want to be becoming more like a Reiki healer?
You know, that is fascinating. That is my mission. So I guess so. Absolutely. You're just going to rename me, and that's fine because I'm not really about labels anyway.
She's an autism intuitive. There you go. Okay, I thought that was kind of a neat name. This just kind of popped into my head, and I thought, hey, I'm not so we're going to call her. And if she wants to make me wrong, that's okay. Anyway, I didn't want to take up too much of the time of just chatting away here. I really want to have people get to know who you are and what you're about. And your services are just amazing things. So I was hoping we could kind of do the Tammy story and then kind of go from there and see if we have questions. And I'm going to be keeping an eye on the chat room. So you go ahead, Miss Tammy, and tell people who are you and what you're all about.
All right. Well, I'm in Corona, California, so I'm not too far from you, Robin. It's just a story, so I'm going to have to give the abbreviated version because it's like an hour and a half PowerPoint, this thing. So just real briefly, you know, my son, Michael, he's 14 now, but when he was 7, he was diagnosed with autism. Shortly after that, I began getting sick myself and turned out that I had Lyme disease. And Lyme disease is typically, you know, transmitted from a tick bite, and it can cause every symptom in the book. At the same time, I had my son tested, and he came up positive for Lyme disease. So I was getting all of these terrible symptoms, you know, many of them in autistic-like symptoms, you know, slurring my words, word-finding problems, you know, problems with my balance, and just all kinds of things, very weird, scary dreams. I was told I was crazy. I was told, you know, I was making things up. All, you know, it just goes on and on. What happened, and you know, we went through, been through lots and lots of different treatment, but the long and the short of it is how I've ended up where I am today and how this big transformation has happened, is that some of the symptoms that my son was having were very unique and disturbing. Things like he would come in my room saying that he was seeing things in his room, seeing spirits, talking to spirits, traveling places at night while he's sleeping, astral traveling and things. I had no idea what he was talking about. I would just say, okay, honey, just sleep on the floor next to me then, and that we would just pull him in. I had no idea what to do as a mom with these things that he was telling me. And it got scarier and scarier. At the same time, I didn't ostracize him because I was having similar experiences myself. Other things that were kind of scary, like, you know, waking up in the middle of the night thinking spiders were crawling all over me or mice crawling all in my bed. I would wake up screaming and screaming in the night. I one time woke up sitting up straight in my bed looking what I thought was an angel, shaking hands, saying, oh, nice to meet you, and just lighting up and then blinking and thinking, oh, my gosh, what just happened? And so I started realizing, okay, they could give him a schizophrenic diagnosis. They could give me a schizophrenic diagnosis. Or I could figure out what is really going on here with him. And so, you know, I had seen many classes and things come up. I had heard about Reiki, and I read on a website, one of the Reiki masters had said that their intuition really, really cranked up once they had that first Reiki class, that first Reiki attunement. And so it was nagging me for about a year. And
you
then can't, I
thought, can
we back
up for a second and kind of identify that for maybe some of our listeners who aren't familiar with Reiki, what Reiki is, and just kind of a little bit on the energy that is?
Absolutely. Reiki is a hands-on healing method. It knows no religion, however, and so you can be any religious background and be trained in Reiki. But it is of, well, you know, technically they say it's of Japanese origin, but really it's ancient. And what it is accessing what they call this universal energy and allowing that energy to flow through you into another person, and that healing helps, that healing energy helps to balance the energy of the other person, helps to balance their chakras, which are the energy centers in the body, and many, many other things, many, many other benefits. And the reason that I wanted to do that is I wanted to take that class is number one, so I could learn about this energy work, learn about these energies that we seem to have been experiencing in our home at night, but also to be able to have a tool, something in my two hands that I could do to help my son and myself, because remember, I was having lots and lots of symptoms with my illness. And so it was beautiful. It was the most amazing thing I had ever experienced. I felt the energy. I was able to see firsthand. It helped to balance my son and his energy, calm him. So things with my daughter, I have a 9-year-old daughter as well, and things like a jammed toe, I was able to do the Reiki energy, and then within minutes, her toe felt perfect. And just to be able to see these things. My teacher, my Reiki master, taught me how to access that intuition and how to use that to receive guidance. Guidance from God, guidance from the angels, guidance from Jesus, accessing my internal, my intuition, and all of the opening up that channel for me was so incredible. I was able to figure out what to do for our treatment as far as what foods would be the best for us to eat, what supplements would be the best for us to take. And I was receiving that, what I call like a divine guidance. And I do that every single day, asking for guidance. But it empowered me to be able to do that myself and not have to rely on a doctor or going to somebody else. It's just amazing to be able to open up that part of me. And part of that came the learning experience of what are these energies? What are these things that we're seeing in the middle of the night? What are these things that are going on with my son? And I came to find out that it was that he was so, and myself as well, so sensitive energetically. So he had these special gifts of being incredibly clairvoyant and not just seeing things in his mind's eye, seeing things with his physical eyes, seeing energies, seeing spirit, seeing colors, auras, you know, all those things that he can do, being very sensitive to the energy in his environment. So how that translates would be like, you know, him going to school and having, you know, a class of kids that were really rowdy. Well, then he comes home very irritated because he began to take on some of that energy of the kids. So, you know, of course, we learn different strategies and things for protecting him and myself from these energies that, you know, we're sensitive and we can take on from other people. So we learn those types of tools and use them several times a day, every day, and that helps both of us remain in a more balanced state through the day.
So what would be one of those tools that you're talking about? What would be a tool?
We use a white light visualization. I call it the white light. I call it the white light matrix because I was showed in a dream what this actually looks like, and basically it's breathing in. And breathing in and imagining the white light above your head. And as you breathe in, you imagine that white light coming through the top of your crown down, all the way down your spine, all the way down, falling to the ground, allowing any energy that shouldn't be there to just fall away from you. And imagining as you breathe in the beautiful white light surrounding, be a white bubble, a white tube, anything like that, and it's a protective barrier, and it's only energies that you allow in, energies from the light. Divine energies can come in, things that you would, you know, angels and spirit guides and God and Jesus, you know, all that can come in, but any other energy has to leave from the inside out. You just imagine this protective shield. And I, like I said, I call it the white light matrix because I was shown that it looks like kind of like a net, a very fine mesh net, but little teeny tiny triangles all, you know, woven together. And so I call it the white light matrix, but other people call it, you know, the bubble, the shield, whatever. You can call it whatever you want. It's just the intention of imagining that. So I'm sure you guys have talked about that on the show before.
Oh, a couple times, yeah, a couple times. But it's always nice to hear one person, you know, each person's interpretation with that. Because like the same thing, I've practiced it being a bubble, and also now we, you know, calling it the net of light, kind of a net of, a net that basically you can emerge with that and integrate
Absolutely.
It into your system.
Oh, and it's also helpful because just like people will write a book about the same topic, how one person sees it, someone else can relate to it where others cannot.
Right.
Right.
And the metaphors are such a powerful thing, depending whether you want to call it a bubble or an egg or, you know, a mesh light or whatever. Other people are going to resonate with that on a certain level. So it can be really powerful, you know, whatever, you know, thing that you're envisioning with yourself. I think lots of times we're guided to go ahead and use it on a certain level because there's so many people on a certain level that are going to, you know, resonate with that. And resonating is a real good word to be using with that, to utilize it as a resonating or integration with that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really important. People that are very sensitive, they're very empathetic. People tend to take on other people's emotions and energies. It's very important for them to do that. And, you know, I was, you know, talking to Archangel Michael, and he told me...
He rocks. I love Archangel. I got to love Archangel Michael. He just rocks. He's just a cool dude,
you know? He's my angel dude.
Yeah, he is a dude.
And so, I mean... So I asked him, and, you know, I'm constantly hounding the angels, asking every little detail. And so, you know, I asked him, so how many times a day do I need to do this, you know? And he told me, you know, when it's a lot of energy going around, 5 times, Tammy, 5 times. I'm like, okay. So
yep.
I'm getting it. And I've also found that I can do it for other people. So, you know, when Michael, my son, doesn't want to do it because he's a teenager and he's like, nah, I'm fine. You know, I'll do it for him. I'll just be like, all right, I got it around me. Now I'm putting one over him, around him. And just it's the power of the intention, which is so, I don't know, it's mind-boggling. So that's one thing that we do. And, of course, we also work on grounding as well. It's very important for the kids and for, you know, for people in general, especially people that have their head in the clouds like I do. And literally.
Well, that's okay. That's, you know, it's like as long as your feet are on the ground and you're reaching toward the stars, it's okay. You know how that goes. That's always a good thing. So you are the co-founder of the LIA Foundation.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay, you want to tell people what that is and if anybody's in need of that, how they can get a hold of you?
Sure. The LIA Foundation is a nonprofit, stands for Lyme-Induced Autism Foundation, and that's a nonprofit that I began 5 years ago to help bring families together that have Lyme disease and autism, because when we found out that my son had Lyme disease and autism, we ended up searching and searching and finding thousands of other families that also had the same things going on in their family. So we have a website, liafoundation.org, and we do conferences and educational events and have an educational website and things like that. So it's just bringing out that importance of, you know, looking at infections when you're looking at autism as well.
So and you have an event coming up on October 1st. It's called Beating the Odds. I'm going to tell people what that is.
Yeah, that's really exciting. That's something I'm working through the healing practice. And my website for that is epiphanyhealingarts.com. And, of course, that name was given to me by the angels because the word epiphany is what happens when I'm working on people and they're laying on my little massage table and I'm doing Reiki and vibrational healing on them. There's always some, like, aha moment that happens. And really, it just that word epiphany is so beautiful, and it describes this work that I love to do. And so Beat the Odds is actually it's a program through UCLA Healing Arts, a class that I took on doing a drumming circle that has for kids that has different affirmations included, things to help them as far as team building and working together, and lots of different advantages to doing this program. And so I learned how to implement it, and so I'm doing Beat the Odds Drumming Circle for an eight-week series for kids that have a special needs and their parents to come and get to drum. It's not about playing the drum in a great way. It's about learning and social skills and feeling that amazing beat, grounding. And I'm going to teach the kids how to ground themselves and teach themselves how to do the white light bubble, the white light matrix, and some of those energetic tools that all the kids can learn to help them to keep balanced while they're at school.
That sounds awesome. So, now, where is this going to be happening and what time?
That's going to be at my house in Corona, California, and it starts October 1st at 10 a.m., and it's just an hour, and people can look at the website, and all the details are on there, and I also have a meetup group, epiphanyhealingarts.com there, where I also post some of the events and things that we're doing
great.
As well.
So make sure to join meetup and go ahead and with some spiritual aspects of things like that, especially in the Corona area, and also a contact number that people might have for you.
Yeah, contact number would be 951-258-7398. And,
okay.
Yeah, and they can call me and ask questions if they have them.
And if you want to go ahead and email her, she does have a Tammy@epiphanyhealingarts.com would be her web address. So if you want to go ahead and be doing it through the website, just go ahead and have it to Tammy, and that's another way you can get a hold of that. So how is your regular Reiki practice? Are you finding that you're having a lot of people coming to you right now to help themselves get keep balance and things like that since there's so much shifting on the planet?
I think, it's in a growing process right now. So I think that people don't know they need it yet. So,
and you're just a girl to go out there and tell them what they do. It's okay.
that's really the truth because, it's
mm-hmm.
hard, amazing things happen when I'm talking to these kids, when you do distant Reiki on a child with autism, you can easily speak with them telepathically if they're nonverbal and gain some amazing insights from them. And they, overall, these kids, wow, when they say, children with autism are in another world, they are in another world.
Mm-hmm,
they really,
mm-hmm.
really are, and they are having a blast. And it's not very tempting for them to hang out here.
Well, we're such a low
really
vibration,
tough.
You know. When you're in a different vibrations and you come here to just hang out on a certain level, it's probably, I'm sure on some levels they're just assisting us to move to, the next level of our evolution, as it were. So just a part of them is kind of borrowed for a little while, and most of them's not here. You know how that goes.
They are the perfect mirror for us.
Yes.
And you look at the behavior of a child.
Kids with autism are, they came here to help us to stay in the now.
Absolutely.
Stay in the now. Mm-hmm.
And
they have no patience they have no patience for us to be, reminding them of things that, in the future or, something that happened in the past. It's now.
Well, and what we're learning, too, is that, they do not want to talk and be part of society until our vibrations raise up.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want us to rise to their level. And I think that's why this has all been so amazing for me, because since my vibration has risen more, I am able to really connect with my son in an amazing
mm-hmm.
way on the spiritual mm-hmm. level, too.
So how is he adapting with, he's being telepathic, he's connecting to his guides and things that he's doing on a regular basis. How is that utilizing, how is he finding he can comfortably utilize that into just his regular lifestyle and how he does that? Does he share that with does he have friends that he can share that with, or is that something he kind of struggles with about, being accepted and having people that understand?
He does definitely struggle finding people to accept him and understand. That has been a big problem. When he was in seventh grade, he was teased because he did confide in a friend about his abilities, and they teased him relentlessly, and then he was bullied. So he's been very gun-shy to share that with anybody recently at all. And so just now, in the last couple of days, he's found a couple, he started high school, so he's found a couple kids that have also been bullied that shared some intimate things with him, and so he was able to share that with them, and they go, oh, cool.
I didn't think it was any big deal.
Now, they don't know that he has this amazing ability to just look at somebody and tell them, oh, he can tell them all their past lives, But they don't know all of that. We wanted to start a paranormal club at the school as some, cool way of being able to bring out, these things. But
yeah, and all the kids will want to go see if they think they're going to be a ghost hunters, and they'll have their little, frequency readers and thinking they're going to go around looking for ghosts, okay?
Yeah, we thought that would be a great way of getting the mainstream kids involved, Of course, my kid could just see them with his bare eyes.
On certain levels, they're willing to go check it out anyway. They've opened to the possibility of something that's on, otherworldly is still trying to connect with them. So that's kind of a cool thing on whatever level. But, there's nothing better than actually being able to be connected on a certain level when you understand something, but yet you're afraid. And then when you can kind of just, put your feet in the water to check to see how people are. And then once you do, you're just like, oh, my goodness, okay, I can be myself. It's such a gift. Such a gift to not have to have people about
being editing and things like that, and just kind of just talking off the top of whatever's happening for you, and being able to share all the miraculous things and insights and things that you can get on a certain level, and people don't look at you like you're schizophrenic. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's I pray for my son, that he will find that those beautiful people that will just let him where he can just be himself and thrive. You know.
Well, it sounds like he's already on the right track, considering he's already gotten a couple of people that he's, you know, warming up to and finding things like that. So I think more than anything, lots of times it's just like, you know, like you're saying, you know, I ask for protection, and I ask for those people to come forward in my life so I can just, you know, expand who I am as on just multiple levels and have that be a safe thing that I could do and enjoy my life, have more joy and more sharing, more expansion, you know, being able to share things like that. So that's really wonderful. So people can call you if they want to go ahead and get a Reiki session. And if there's anybody out there that's been listening on a certain level, and if they are feeling challenged with anything with a loved one who has autism or has a friend with autism, so how do you address anybody sometimes when they're talking about, it could be their diet, it could be a lot of other things. How do you also help people to support them on levels like that when it comes to just the multiple levels of just being in the physical body and dealing with some of these symptoms and different aspects of what they want to label as autism?
Absolutely. I have, you know, I've been a mentor, and I've been in this, it's not a business, but in this thing with families for many, many, many years. And so I have a really wide knowledge about all the different diets, you know, eating, fasting, juice fasting, you know, all of the chemicals in the environment, vaccines, the infections, all that kind of stuff I've got a good working knowledge of. And so, and I go strictly, you know, when I'm working on somebody, I am strictly going off my intuition and the guidance that I receive. I work really hard not to let good old Tammy's brain pop in too much, and I'm just going to use what I'm guided to do with each person. And that is when the amazing things, the epiphanies pop out. So,
okay, well, just to remind everybody again, go ahead.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so if it comes out where it's a food or an herb or, you know, or a crystal, you know, that's what's going to come out, and that's, you know,
whatever tools, whatever tool or whatever needs to be there for support. So, again, October 1st of this year, we're going to have Beating the Odds, which is a wonderful drumming occasion that Tammy is just opening her home in Corona, California, to be able to do that. And teaching kids how to be able to drum, have fun, and connecting with themselves, grounding, and learning how to put different kinds of levels of spiritual energy. Her contact number again is 951-258-7398. And if you want to go ahead and check out her website, it's epiphanyhealingarts.com. And thank you, Tammy. Gosh, you're just such a wonderful light in the world. I just thank you for just, you know, being out there and just being a wonderful little lighthouse. You go, girl.
Ditto back at you, Robin, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And we're hoping to have you on again. Maybe we can do another theme show. And I look forward to maybe just meeting you and maybe doing some Reiki. That sounds like just a fun time to do that. So there you go.
Hey, I love it. I'm always up for it.
Well, thank you for coming to the cafe, and we will see you next time. We thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check us on demand. Thanks for joining us tonight.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio, Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.